music by Shikune on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Too Much Sauce. We also checked out Shalamar with A Night to Remember. The Enaskin Chekwan is on your radio, and this is what we do every single day, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and we are celebrating 15 years of doing fantastic radio. Now, Chekwan.
Yes?
We must talk about, apparently, rumors has it that we do this thing on Fridays.
Yeah?
Where we bring in people that we gossip about. We bring in people that is the subject matter in our WhatsApp groups.
Mm-hmm.
We bring in people that Oma Juices has on her slides. We bring in people that make headlines.
Mm-hmm.
We bring in people that we look up to and say, this guy is on our, is in our newspapers. this guy is on our radio.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, this guy is on our TV screens.
Yeah.
Shekwan, would you kindly do us the honors,
yes,
please?
He is. A lot of us grew up watching him, and that does not mean that he's old. Not at all.
He will get
because
angry
I'm
to say
old
that.
Too, right? He's a man that we grew up watching. He's a man that has really done amazing for himself. He's a black king that has taken up space in spaces where a lot of people didn't. He thrived, and he's here to really just share his story with us. He's a father, he's an actor, producer, and entrepreneur. And we are speaking about Dalton Ashikotro. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing? You look so overwhelmed.
Like, are they talking about me? No
way. Really? Oh, my goodness.
How are you doing, my good sir?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you doing, though?
No, we're good. We're good. Yeah. Listen, it's a conversation that, you know, we've been wanting to have for some time. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you've been on our radar for a while. This is what we do on Fresh Breakfast. We bring in our black kings and our queens.
Yeah.
And we celebrate them. We understand what is it that they are about,
mm-hmm.
how they go about their process. And also, obviously, you know, we quarter each other here and there. Dalton, is this your first time on Fresh FM, Buddha?
It's my first time on Fresh FM.
Yeah. Yeah. We are breaking his Fresh FM virginity.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, he didn't think you were going
to.
I had nothing to do with it.
Thank you for the opportunity, guys. It's an honor. It's an honor. Mm-hmm. And just to know that I'm from Obambo Logasi.
Mm.
We are the original OGs of Gwara.
So.
Oh, is that so?
You know what? I'm happy that you mentioned this now that you see you're from Obambo Logasi.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a debate.
Right.
Who are the rechte chesters between Bainar and the artists from Obambo Logasi?
No, Obambo Logasi started the stuff.
So, oh, they started the stuff.
Yeah, and then the Bainar just copied.
Do you know, FYI, in this case, what is a Bainar?
Let her copy, man. Guys, we are from the capital.
Right?
Windhoek starts everything and everybody just sort of goes. I mean, we started with all of the old stars, all of those shoes. They take his, remember corner shops? I don't even know if you call
it. Yes.
The button and Crocs, all of that stuff. You guys just copied, you know.
Were you part of any Kwaito crews back then, dude?
Wait, was I part of my Kwaito crew? Not actually. I think the Kwaito thing came when I was, when I've already found my identity, and I was never really a Kwaito, but I could dance Pantula. Chico, those kind of things, yes.
Oh, okay.
Original stuff.
You should see his smile, man. He's going back to the States.
So, Dalton, just break down for us what your earliest memory is of growing up in the location and really just having a dream of, like, what did you dream of becoming, actually?
I think the best thing that happened to me personally, I think, was growing up in the location.
Yeah,
I think it made me who I am.
Okay.
I mean, historically, you know, we in the location, we didn't have much.
Yeah.
So the not having much sort of makes you want to dream and say one day when I grow up, you know,
it's
I want to have
different
a,
for
a,
me.
You know, it should be a bit different, you know.
Mm.
So we grew up during the apartheid era. In any case, so that was even worse.
Mm.
So there was a lot of battles to fight. So growing up in the Lokasi for me was a blessing, I would say.
Mm.
And I always say, anything in life, you need to look at it as a. There's always a silver lining in anything. in anything in life. So, I mean, if you look at it today, the way we grow up and the way our kids are growing up, it's different.
Yeah.
But do they have the same drive we have? Maybe not. Mm. Why? Because they didn't grow up the way we grow up.
Because you know what someone was saying the other day? Because we worked so hard, or like our parents worked. Not like, yes, we worked so hard so that we make them more comfortable to the point where they're like, oh, but I have everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a debate. It's a, it's an ongoing conversation, promise you. Mm. Real quick, Dalton, you mentioned in our intro that you were lucky enough to early on already know what you wanted to do or
wanted more.
What you wanted to be. When did that bug bite you? That acting bug? When did you know that, man, listen, I can actually become someone else. I can actually portray something else.
Mm.
I can actually take a whole script, gobble it, and effortlessly deliver it.
Yeah. I didn't actually know what I wanted to do until when I turned 18. I was lucky enough to go on a scholarship. So I got a scholarship and I went to study. So I studied computer science.
So
I have a
science.
Wow, you have a
so I have a degree in computer science.
Oh wait.
So I had a scholarship and I went to study in Kenya, Nairobi, when I was 18. So while I was in Kenya, a friend of mine took me to theater, and then they had an audition.
Yeah.
And then I just auditioned out of the blue. And I wasn't even part of the lineup. And then I got a part in a play. From there, I just developed a love for acting. So I will do my classes, and then in the evenings, in the afternoons and weekends, I'll do my acting gigs. And it's just a love affair from day one when I got on stage. And ever since, I've been doing and acting and all the other stuff as well.
Yeah. All right, so who is someone that you've always wanted to be? Like, who did you grow up watching that you thought to yourself that I also want to be this person one day?
As in acting?
Yeah, in acting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all look at somebody that looks like you and emulate because we can identify and makes you believe that, you know, I can be like that person because that person looks like me. I mean, in the era we grew up, the prominent black actors, for example, were the likes of Denzel, your Will Smith. We grew up watching Fresh Prince every day. So those are some of the people we really, wanted to be like, and just get to, if I could get to their level.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are most of the black actors I really look up to. And South African actors, they were the likes of Selos.
Yeah.
Remember Generations when it started?
Yes, absolutely.
That was. I mean, why it was so successful? Because it came at the right time when black people were trying to get an identity. South Africa just came out of the apartheid era. There were no black faces on TV. Generation came about. You see all these black people, they're playing successful characters.
In their own lingua. Yeah.
So I looked up to her. So I even had dreads.
Yeah, do you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, you know what dreads, inspired my dreads?
Yeah.
Marcelo.
For real?
That's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, Marcelo had this really nice clean, thin, long dreads.
Yeah.
And I had the similar ones. Like all up to my back.
What an era.
What an era, man.
But it was the thing. It was the thing. I had them for like 10 years. I enjoyed it.
I'm happy that you mentioned Generations now. So, look, I personally love series. It's on DSTV. I think we were all more TV kids as opposed to streaming kids.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the Generations, the what was the other one? The Scandal, the South African Scandal.
Yeah, Rhythm City.
You know, these are all things that we grew up watching, right? So
Oh, don't forget the iconic one.
Which one?
Egoli.
What?
At six. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know which report was it. It was a report that I saw. Right? That broke the story that you were Namibian.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And I'm like, Wait a minute. The only Namibian that I know
that's
that side or that did something for many years in terms of this series is Hazel Hinder.
Hazel Hinder, she was on Steven Dillon.
As well as Stefan Ludic. Stefan Ludic did a couple of, I think, Bernard Landert as well and so on. And then I see there's a black man. You guys are telling me there's a black Namibian on Generations, the legacy.
How was that though? Did you audition for it? How did you get the call?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think that it was an answered prayer for you?
Yeah, in a way, because I grew up watching Generations. And you know who my crush was? Connie.
So you caught the era of Back of the Moon. You caught the era of, the classic one. Makiwe, now please tell me you remember it. Because I say it and people don't remember. Okay. Yeah.
So I decided, you know, I'm going to... So I went to the States for a while.
Yeah.
I spent some time in LA. I did a lot of acting stuff there. I did some film producing, directing, that kind of thing. So I left for SA. Got an agent. So my agent, the first 3 months, got me an audition on Generation. So I went for a different, completely different part.
Okay.
So I went for audition. I don't think I made it for that part. And then had a call back and said, no, we actually want you for this other part. And I'm like, yes. So they gave me the role. But unfortunately, the time I started, Connie just left.
Damn!
You really love this woman, dude!
No, but have you seen Connie? I remember when I met her for the first time, hey?
Oh, man.
I was like...
Just
wow!
Just wow.
Stunning.
Stunning, dude. Yeah.
But was there ever a time that you ran into her somewhere? Because she's, I mean, executive producer of the show.
Oh, yeah. No. I ran into her at many places. I mean, we have attended events, your awards events.
Had coffee?
Yeah. No, I didn't take her for a date yet.
Yeah, I mean,
she was
married.
Married, you know, right? Yeah. Time guy, you know?
I had to give up on my career. So I'm like, no, I mean, she could be a good friend.
Yeah, why not?
Friend
hey?
Zone, you know?
Right, yeah.
That's fine.
Call me up when she needs help, you know, cry on my shoulders, things like that.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just joking, man.
And then, fine, Generations sharp. I'm like, Yeah, it's mid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Talton Ashikoto lands a role in a series that I actually really, really love.
Yeah.
Freaking Rhythm City.
Rhythm City,
And then you are there playing against David freaking Gennaro. I'm like,
My man.
How was that experience?
May soul rest in peace.
Yeah,
may
honestly,
soul rest in peace.
I thought it was a prank when I heard that news, honestly.
No, I thought so too.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy was like, acting genius. He can get himself into a role and he loses himself. I would just look at him like, who is this guy? He will just go in the role and you won't even recognize him. That's how good he was.
Freaking Jamie.
Jamie was just something else. And I've learned so much. I actually brought him to Namibia.
Yes, you did. We
did a workshop together, a whole weekend workshop. We had a few students, a few participants. You know, we're just sharing our journey, sharing some of the acting techniques. It was a very good, very good workshop. But it was an honor to work with this kind of guys. So I picked up so much. I mean, just watching these guys.
Yeah.
You learn. It's like a acting school altogether.
All over again. So you're having an acting workshop. Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, what is something that you learned from... Oh man, David Gennaro. It was like a love-hate relationship that we had with him. Just because of you had a personal relationship with him. Mm-hmm. Something that you learned from him that you're going to pour back into the students over this weekend.
Yeah. David Gennaro, I think he's just be. Like his thing that they told me about acting, just be. Don't act. Don't try to perform. Just be. Because that is what acting about. It's just be. Because acting is about emulating real life. In life, we don't go out and say, I'm going to act like this. It's about objectives. You have an objective. You want to get to somewhere. So all you have to focus in is how to get there. And naturally, your body moves.
Yeah,
all your acts and everything that you're doing, leads you to your objective. So you just be. Don't even think about it. Like, for example, this guy is a guy who could throw away his lines. This is one thing I learned about him. He says it's not about lines. It's about actions. Because at the end of the day, lines are just lines. You can say your lines, but they don't mean anything. It's about what is the action, what is the subtext under those lines. If you understand the subtext, you can literally throw away the lines. So he will do that a lot. He will just, he just reads the script and then he just picks up the actions. And then he will change the lines completely. So he will throw you off because now you're waiting for a cue.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you're waiting for a cue where he says, I'm going to walk out of the door. But he says, out.
Yeah.
Okay. On your bike, soldier.
Exactly. But China, so you have to tune in with this guy. But if you, because you have to be in his frequency. And if you are in that frequency, it becomes such a good chemistry.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And that's one thing I learned about him. It's about just focus and be in that moment.
Mm.
And then everything just works. Mm. So he will just throw you out. And I love that because it challenges you to be on your feet and improvise. And be present.
Yeah.
That's the key. Be present.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that you mentioned a challenge. And getting challenged. Mm-hmm. We're going to challenge you a little bit when we get back. Dalton, don't go anywhere. We've got Namibia's acting superstar in the building, Dalton Oshikoto. Don't go anywhere. This is where radio comes alive. And he is going to do a little something for us.
Fresh Fridays on 102.9 Namibia's Heart and Soul.
It's 9:31 right now. Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We've got Namibia's acting superstar. I don't think it'll be right to call him veteran just yet.
Yeah, no, not yet.
Not yet.
Legendary
years.
Yeah.
Not veteran because I know for a fact, Dalton, you still have dreams. You
and
still
he's
have
so
dreams.
Young.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I look young, but I'm not that young.
You know that?
That old. Utopia.
Yeah, utopia. Check this out, Dalton. Uh-huh. All conversations aside, right? We're gonna do a couple of things with you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna do a couple of things with you, Omis. We're gonna play a game of kiss, kill, and marry.
Oops. kiss.
No. We're gonna do this. Who do you want to kiss?
Yeah.
Kill. And marry with these names.
I want to kiss all of them.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. But you can only choose one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like... Your options are, who would you want to kiss, kill, or marry?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Kerry Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Connie Ferguson?
Mm-hmm.
Or Dil Herzer? Kiss, kill, marry.
Okay.
Or Dil Herzer, Connie Ferguson, or Kerry Washington? Who are you kissing? Who are you killing?
So
who are you marrying?
Who do we start with?
Whichever!
This is so funny because... So I produced a show, a film.
Yeah.
We shot it last year and a half ago. It's done now in production. It needs to go on... I've just signed a distribution with it. It's called The Edge.
The Edge,
that's
right?
That's what I'm talking about.
So Adele was playing my girlfriend on the...
Oh.
On the...
Oh, she's...
So you guys kissed?
A lot of kissing.
That's why I love the film world, man.
So I guess you got your answer on that one.
Okay, so we are kissing or deal. Okay. So who are we killing, who are we marrying between Connie Ferguson and Kerry Washington?
I think we're gonna marry Connie.
We're gonna marry Connie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how do I kill Kerry? I think I could kiss her too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Give her a kiss before you kill her.
Yeah, yeah, at least a young.
Let's give her a kiss before you kill her.
Yeah.
Yes,
like I'm sorry.
It's my last option.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
But at least let me have a kiss.
Okay. All right. So, Shekwan, we've got another one there for you, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I'll keep the timer.
You'll keep the timer.
Yes.
All right. So it's basically just a game of 10 seconds. Okay. So all your answers need to be under 10 seconds, and we're gonna start with an option of. Do you prefer frogs or sushi? Look at his face.
Time is running, bro.
I'm from Vambon, right?
All right, so?
We eat frogs.
Oh, okay. All right, the Namibian newspaper or The Sun?
Namibian newspaper.
Okay. All right, Joburg or Cape Town?
Joburg.
All right, English football or South African football?
South African football.
All right. All Blacks or the Springboks?
All Blacks.
All right. Audition or Headhunt?
Headhunt.
Headhunt.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
One last surprise, Sir Shekwan. Uh-huh. Please keep him in conversation while I
keep
get the surprise.
Keep him in conversation.
Yes.
Do you know what? A little bit early on, you actually did say, you know, Kisakrutopi, you know, like a whole tate. What has the journey of fatherhood taught you?
Patience.
Don't kill them.
No.
Like, oh, I need
those
to be
baggers, they teach you how to
I know, right? Were you a very impatient person before?
Yeah, I was. And I'm still an impatient person. But with the kids, I try to be just patient. But,
yeah.
But they also give you a purpose in life.
Mm.
In the sense that they, you know, sometimes there are days where you're just feeling down. And it's like, okay, I got to do it for them.
Yeah.
And they also just keep you in check. Because you can't just do all funny business all
yeah.
over the place.
That's
so
true,
always
that's
thinking,
true.
What will my children think of me?
Mm.
What will, you know, how will this affect my children?
How old are your children?
My children are, my son is 27.
All right.
My daughter is 22.
Very young.
So yeah, they're old. I'm just waiting for grandchildren now.
You just, oh, nobody's doing anything. Damn.
Yeah, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And I ask my son, it's like, ask your daughter. And I ask my daughter, like, ask your
son. Ask your son, yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Okay. Oh, lovely. So, the masterclass that you're having over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
what is the purpose of it?
The purpose is really because what I realize is there's a lot of raw talent in Namibia
mm-hmm.
in terms of acting.
Yeah.
But what people don't realize is raw talent is just one thing, but to sustain an acting career, you need to have skills.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
especially
true.
TV, it's a whole different skill game. It's not just about acting.
Yeah.
It's also, you need to know technique
mm.
to sustain. And the best actors, TV actors, film actors, they understand technique.
Yeah.
So the whole purpose of this is to share some of the things that I've learned throughout my acting journey with the youngsters, and I hope to make this a frequent thing. This is partly sponsored by MultiChoice.
Yeah.
So ideally we'll see how it goes, and then we could probably make it a regular thing.
A regular thing.
Bring different actors, and you need to learn as often as you can. Even up to now, I read books on acting.
Yeah, you never know everything, isn't it?
You can never know everything. It's a constant learning, and you always learn something different from somebody. And I think the attitude for actors, they must not think they know everything.
Yeah.
People are like, I've arrived. Once you know you arrive, you die.
You're
dead. So you got to keep learning this. Even my students will teach me something.
Yeah.
Even when I make them do something that I can learn from.
Mm.
It's constant learning. So it's really to learn. And to learn from each other.
Yeah, yeah.
To learn from me, to learn from them. And just to keep rolling the industry. Because the industry need that. They need the skills.
That's true.
It needs those activities.
Yeah. Hopefully in the next edition, Connie is going to highlight it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
You know?
Yes, please.
And if that ever happens, or no, when it happens,
yes.
incorporate, like, you know, just like kiss stuff. no man, I'm trying to help my brother,
you know what I mean?
Get
she's,
it like his dream.
She's trying to be a wingman,
you know what I mean?
Or your wingwoman.
Okay.
No. Oh, you don't need me?
Is that
what you're saying?
Not gonna do that.
You're saying nah.
Oh, because we over it now?
You okay. said we over it. Yeah, she took too long.
Yeah, she took too long. But
yeah.
Brother, would you like to be on the course? I could pair you in that role with her.
Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
What?
Hmm? Yeah.
Let's go.
Who do you
I
like?
Would...
Who could I invite?
No, I'm good.
Shekwan, you have crushes. Shekwan, she has a whole list of crushes.
Okay. The cast of Shaka Ilembe.
Oh, that
okay.
What's his name? What's his name? Yeah, the one that plays now,
the
new role.
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta do something with Shaka.
Anyone of them?
He was here actually the other day. Last year, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we could do something.
Okay.
Awe. Awe. Delton is the man.
Yeah. Do you have maps, Maponyan is Nyambo?
Oh, yeah. He's my guy. I mean,
he's your guy?
Oh, where's my phone?
we actually
look alike almost. People just think we're brothers.
Oh, is that?
Awe.
Can you say that girl too? The girl too?
Smooth with it. So little birdie tells us that you are actually, now that we mentioned smooth, that you are actually smooth with your with your fingers as well, the keys.
That's why we've got
the piano right in front
yes,
of you, Omez.
Yes.
So we
piano.
Just pulled out a whole piano, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
There's a piano right in front of you because this little birdie tells us apparently you want to be the next John Legend, dude.
Oh wow, John Legend.
I don't
or
know
Elton
where you guys
John.
Got this from. Look, I have a piano in my house, but I don't even play it.
Yeah. For real.
Wait, let's shift it properly for you. Wait a minute.
Collecting dust. I don't know.
All right, so
that's not true. I don't know where you get it from.
That's not true.
I don't know.
The fact that you have a piano in your house already is telling enough.
It's just for display. Okay, that's all I can play.
Wait, do that again. Is that the national anthem or what?
It's okay, last night.
Isn't it brand new? That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, gets the show done. Man, Dalton.
All right, so the set is done. Is that
it? It's done. It's done. Yeah.
I was about to drop some vocals on it, but okay.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Man, Dalton, before we let you go, what are your dreams? Like, what is it that you still need to do as a brand, as a gentleman, as an ambassador of this beautiful country?
Yeah.
No, I got involved in so many things right now. One of the things I'm got involved in is in the mining business.
Oh, snap.
Of course, the TV business for me, and got involved in agriculture business. I think for me, my next level is to consolidate these kind of things and share. I think I'm in a journey where I want to share with the youth. Not just my time, but the knowledge that I've accumulated throughout the years, not just in acting and entertainment business, but also in normal business. Just sharing with the youth business-wise. So those are the two things that I want to really look at. Sharing my journey, sharing my experiences that I have accumulated throughout the year in business, as well as entertainment business.
This is sort of what
I want to keep me up at night for the next 50 years of my life.
What do you want to be remembered for in the Namibian film just arts space when the name Dalton Ashikoto comes up in 20 years? What do you want to echo?
I think for me it's always been about inspiring. I just want to make a difference. I want when somebody think, oh, if Dalton did this, I can also do it.
Yeah.
And they go and do it. For me, if I can instill a belief in a 20-year-old and say, I can also get up and go to Hollywood if I want to and become an actor, my dream is valid. And I have sparked that in them. That's all I want to be remembered. If I make that guy, just one guy, to get up and say, because of Dalton, I decided I'm going to follow my dreams. For me, that means the world to me.
Right.
Dalton Ashikoto, thank you so much for your time, my good sir.
Thank you.
You are an inspiration as an actor, well. You know, myself, you look at who is in front of you. You know what I mean, especially in terms of a Namibian face, and yesterday, like it's amazing. You know what I mean? It's amazing. And like you said, you never stop learning. You never know everything, especially in this craft. This craft where you are literally, the demand is that you become someone else. And especially if you play a series, that means you are someone else every day. All the time.
Yeah. But this workshop also, it's not just for actors. It's for people even like you. Because you play characters just being in front of that mic. Because you got to be somebody else sometimes. You got to entertain. You got to be that character.
100%.
So courses like this, please, next time come to my class. Directors can come because they can learn about acting, so they're able to direct properly. Casting agencies can come to this, so they understand what goes into acting. So they are better equipped to do a proper casting. So it's not just for actors. Even comedians can come and learn a little bit, delivery and understanding subtext and all of that. So I think I wanted to make that clear that please, it's not just for actors. Anybody in the open space, even for public speaking, something. So the workshop is tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow and Sunday.
And Sunday. Tomorrow we're doing just theory, going through why acting, the difference between theater and TV acting, because there's quite a big difference. Understanding subtext, understanding action. understanding how you break down the script, understanding how to throw away lines, for example, and get into that character. And the following day, we're just shooting, and then we will play back and we give feedback to these guys and say, this is what you would look at, this is how you should have done it.
So and then day one is practical. Teach, and then two is apply.
It's the apply.
That's what I'm talking
about. Basically, yeah. It's a very practical, physical thing.
It's 9:31 right now. Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We've got Namibia's acting superstar. I don't think it'll be right to call him veteran just yet.
Not yet. Legendary.
Legendary years.
Yeah.
Not veteran, because I know for a fact, Delton, you still have dreams. You still have
dreams.
And
he's so young.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I look young, but I'm not that young.
You're not that old.
It's utopia.
Yeah, utopia. Check this out, Delton. All conversations aside, right? We're gonna do a couple of things with you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna do a couple of things with you, Omis. We're gonna play a game of kiss, kill, and marry.
Oops. kiss.
No. We're gonna do this. Who do you want to kiss?
Yeah.
Kill. And marry with these names.
I want to kiss all of them.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. But you can only choose one.
Yeah.
Okay. Like... Your options are: who would you want to kiss, kill, or marry?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Kerry Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Connie Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
Odile Herzer. Kiss, kill, marry.
Okay.
Odile Herzer, Connie Ferguson, or Kerry Washington. Who are you kissing? Who are you killing?
So
who are you marrying?
Who do we start with?
Whichever!
This is so funny because... So I produced a show, a film.
Yeah.
We shot it last year and a half ago. It's done now in production. It needs to go on... I've just signed a distribution with it. It's called The Edge.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
So Odile was playing my girlfriend on the...
She's...
So you guys kissed?
A lot of kisses.
That's why I love the film world, man.
So I guess you got your answer on that one.
Okay, so we are kissing Odile. Okay. So who are we killing, who are we marrying between Connie Ferguson and Kerry Washington?
I think we're gonna marry Connie.
We're gonna marry Connie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how do I kill Kerry? I think I could kiss her too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Give her a kiss before you kill her.
Let's give her a kiss before you kill her.
Yeah.
Yes,
like I'm sorry.
It's my last option.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
But at least let me have a kiss.
Okay. All right. So Shekwan, we've got another one there for you, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I'll keep the timer.
You'll keep the timer.
Yes.
All right. So it's basically just a game of 10 seconds. Okay. So all your answers need to be under 10 seconds, and we're gonna start with an option of: do you prefer frogs or sushi? Look at his face.
Time is running, bro.
I'm from Vambon, right?
All right, so?
We eat frogs.
Oh, okay. All right, the Namibian newspaper or The Sun?
Namibian newspaper.
Okay. All right, Joburg or Cape Town?
Joburg.
All right, English football or South African football?
South African football.
All right, All Blacks or the Springboks?
All Blacks.
All right, audition or headhunt?
Headhunt.
Headhunt.
Okay.
All right. One last surprise, Shekwan.
Uh-huh.
Just keep him in conversation while I
keep
get the surprise.
Keep him in conversation.
Yes.
Do you know what? A little bit early on, you actually did say, you know, isakrutopi, you know, like a whole tate. What has the journey of fatherhood taught you?
Patience.
Don't kill them.
No.
Like, I need
those
to be
buggers,
patient.
They teach you
to I know, right? Were you a very impatient person before?
Yeah, I was. And I'm still an impatient person. But with the kids, I try to be just patient. But,
yeah.
But they also give you a purpose in life.
Mm.
In the sense that they, you know, sometimes there are days where you're just feeling down. And it's like, okay, I got to do it for them.
Yeah.
And they also just keep you in check. Because you can't just do all funny business all over the place.
That's
you're
true,
always
that's
thinking,
true.
What will my children think of me?
Mm.
What will, you know, how will this affect my children?
How old are your children?
My children are... My son is 27.
All right.
My daughter is 22.
Very young.
So yeah, they're old. I'm just waiting for grandchildren now.
You just... Oh, nobody's doing anything. Damn.
Yeah, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And I ask my son, it's like, ask your daughter. And I ask my daughter, like, ask your son.
Ask your son, yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Okay. Oh, lovely. So, the masterclass that you're having over the weekend, mm-hmm. what is the purpose of it?
The purpose is really to... Because what I realize is there's a lot of raw talent in Namibia mm-hmm. in terms of acting.
Yeah.
But what people don't realize is raw talent is just one thing, but this, to sustain an acting career, you need to have skills.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, especially true. TV is a whole different skill game. It's not just about acting.
Yeah.
It's also, you need to know technique to sustain. And the best actors, TV actors, film actors, they understand technique.
Yeah.
So the whole purpose of this is really to share some of the things that I've learned throughout my acting journey with the youngsters, and I hope to make this a frequent thing. This is partly sponsored by MultiChoice.
Yeah.
So ideally we'll see how it goes, and then we could probably make it a regular thing.
A regular thing, yeah.
Yeah, bring different actors, and you need to learn as often as you can. Even up to now, I read books on acting.
Yeah, you never know everything, isn't it?
You can never know everything. It's a constant learning, and you always learn something different from somebody. And I think the attitude for actors, they must not think they know everything.
Yeah.
People are like, I've arrived. Once you know you arrive, you die.
You're
dead. So you got to keep learning. Just, even my students will teach me something.
Yeah.
Even when I make them do something that I can learn from. Mm. It's constant learning. So it's really to learn. And to learn from each other.
Yeah, yeah.
To learn from me, to learn from them. And just to keep rolling the industry, because the industry need that. They need the skills.
That's true, that's true.
It needs those activities.
Yeah, hopefully in the next edition, Connie is going to highlight it with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
You know,
yes, please.
And if that ever happens, or no, when it happens, yes. incorporate, like, you know, just like kiss stuff. No man, I'm trying to help my brother, you know, I mean? Get she's, it like his dream.
She's trying to be your wingman,
you know what I mean?
Or your wingwoman.
No.
Oh, you don't need me? Is that what you're saying?
Not gonna do that.
You're saying nah.
Oh, because we over it now?
You said we over it. Yeah, she took too long.
Yeah, she took too long. But yeah. Brother, would you like to be on the course? I could pair you in that role with her.
Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Yeah. What?
Hmm? Yeah.
Let's go.
Who do you like? Who could I invite?
No, I'm good.
Ah, She has a whole crush.
Okay. The cast of Shaka Ilembe.
Oh, what's his name? The one that plays now, the new role.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna do something with Shaka.
Any one of them.
He was here actually the other day. Last year, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we could do something.
Okay.
Away. Jelton is the man.
Yeah. Do you have maps, Maponyanis Nyamba?
Oh, yeah, he's my guy.
Your guy?
Where's my phone?
we actually
look alike almost. People just think we're brothers.
Oh, is that? Oh,
wait.
Can you say that jealousy?
I doubt it. It's smooth with it. So little birdie tells us that you are actually, now that we mentioned smooth, that you are actually smooth with your with your fingers as well, the keys.
That's why we've got
the piano right in front of you, Omez. So we just pulled out a whole piano, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
There's a piano right in front of him, because this little birdie tells us apparently you want to be the next John Legend, dude.
Oh wow, John Legend.
I don't know where you guys got this from. Look, I have a piano in my house, but I don't even play it.
Yeah. For real.
Wait, let's shift it properly for you. Wait a minute.
Collecting dust. I don't know.
All right, so
that's not true. I don't know where you get it from.
That's not true.
I don't know.
The fact that you have a piano in your house already is telling you now.
It's just for display. Okay, that's all I can play.
Wait, do that again. Is that the national anthem one?
It's okay, lost net.
Che Guarano.
That's
how
keep going.
Oh my gosh. Isn't me, Brad?
That's it.
Yeah, it's the show done. Man, Dalton.
All right, so the set is done. Is that
it? It's done. It's done. Yeah.
I was about to drop some vocals on it, but okay.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Man, Dalton, before we let you go, what are your dreams? Like, what is it that you still need to do as a brand, as a gentleman, as an ambassador of this beautiful country?
Yeah.
No, I got involved in so many things right now. One of the things I'm got involved in is in the mining business.
Oh, snap.
Of course, the the TV business for me and got involved in agriculture business. I think for me, my next level is to consolidate these kind of things and share. I think I'm in a journey where I want to share with the youth. Not just my time, but the knowledge that I've accumulated throughout the years, not just in acting and entertainment business, but also in normal business. Just sharing with the youth business-wise. So those are the two things that I want to really look at, sharing my journey, sharing my experiences that I have accumulated throughout the year in business as well as entertainment business. This is sort of what I want to keep me up at night for the next 50 years of my life.
What do you want to be remembered for in the Namibian film just arts space when the name Dalton Ashikoto comes up in 20 years? What do you want to echo?
I think for me it's always been about inspiring. I just want to make a difference. I want when somebody think, oh, if Dalton did this, I can also do it.
Yeah.
And they go and do it. For me, that if I can instill a belief in a 20-year-old and say, I can also get up and go to Hollywood if I want to and become an actor, my dream is valid. And I have sparked that in them. That's all I want to be remembered. If I make that guy, just one guy, to get up and say, because of Dalton, I decided I'm going to follow my dreams. For me, that means the world to me.
All right. Dalton Ashikoto, thank you so much for your time, good sir.
Thank you.
You are an inspiration as an actor, well. You know, myself, you look at who is in front of you. You know what I mean, especially in terms of a Namibian face, and yesterday, like it's amazing. You know what I mean? It's amazing. And like you said, you never stop learning. You never know everything, especially in this craft. This craft where you are literally, the demand is that you become someone else. And especially if you play a series, that means you are someone else every day. All the time.
Yeah. But this workshop also, it's not just for actors. It's for people even like you. Because you play characters just being in front of that mic. Because you got to be somebody else sometimes. You got to entertain. You got to be that character.
100%.
So courses like this, please, next time come to my class. Directors can come because they can learn about acting so they're able to direct properly. Casting agencies can come to this so they understand what goes into acting. So they are better equipped to do a proper casting. So it's not just for actors. Comedians can come and learn a little bit, delivery and understanding subtext and all of that. So I think I wanted to make that clear that please, it's not just for actors. Anybody in the open space, even for public speaking, or something. So the workshop is tomorrow.
Yes. Tomorrow and Sunday.
And Sunday. Tomorrow we're doing just theory, going through why acting, the difference between theater and TV acting, because there's quite a big difference. Understanding subtext, understanding action, understanding how you break down the script, understanding how to throw away lines, for example, and get into that character. And the following day, we're just shooting, and then we play back, and then we give feedback to these guys and say, this is what you would look at, this is how you should have done it.
So and then day one is practical. Teach, and then two is apply.
It's the apply.
That's what I'm talking
about. Basically, yeah. So very practical. Okay.
I'm so disappointed, though. Didn't guara this. You let this guy guara you. Everyone from Mambulakas is listening. Oh, Dalton.
I get it. We need the flag drop. But Dalton, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for your time.
We appreciate you, my good sir.
Thank you, guys.
And we salute you, my king. We
absolutely.
It was a really good pleasure. And I like the way you call me king. So.
Come on, Black King.
I mean, come on.
Come on, Queen.
Come on, Black King.
Come on, man. 9:45 for Namibia's Heart and Soul. This conversation won't be up on our website if you just join in and you realize I'll be speaking to the king himself.
Come on.
But don't worry, we got you. It'll be up on our website pretty soon.
I have a secret.
You have a secret.
I had a childhood crush on Dalton, but don't tell him.
What? Oh, my God.
So yeah, shut Dalton for some.
It's never too late.
Oh, my man.
In the battle of